Hello and welcome to the Social Media Show podcast, sponsored by Social Pilot, the social media management and scheduling tool. I'm your host, Jonathan Pollinger, and I'm a social media trainer. In each episode, you'll learn how an inspiring personality uses social media, and you'll pick up some cutting-edge techniques and top tips. You can also watch the show live at 9 a.m. on Mondays, or catch the replay on my Facebook page at facebook.com/PollingerSocial. Hello and welcome to episode 17 of the Social Media Show. In this week's show, I talk with Yola O'Hara, founder of Visually Explained. We talk about using social media to promote events. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe and leave a review. Thank you. Hello and welcome to the Social Media Show. Great to have you with us this morning, whether you're watching live, listening to the replay, or listening to the podcast. Today I'm joined by Yola O'Hara of Visually Explained. Good morning, Yola.
Good morning.
Great to have you on the show today. Perhaps you can kick us off by just saying a little bit about yourself, your background, and telling us all about Visually Explained.
Right, that's my favorite subject, so yeah, I can carry on talking about
it. Start you off with a nice easy one, then the questions will get harder.
Oh, all right then. Well, social media is my other subject that I like, so let's hope it won't be too difficult. No. So so my name is Yola O'Hara. I run Visually Explained, we've been going on for 5 years now, which is which is great time. And they say that there's a great percentage of businesses that fail in their first 5 years, and we still go. We're still here. So it's going to be 5 in December. So I'm very proud of that because it's
congratulations.
Thank you. It's difficult out there, and obviously without support, I wouldn't be able to do it. But 5 years ago, I didn't know that I'm going to do social media. I started with infographics and data visualization, which you know because I subjected you to sending you a message through LinkedIn. And now when I look back, I'm thinking, gosh, that feels like a different era. It feels like, 100 years ago, and it's only 5. I very quickly realized that there is really no market for static images. You can get them free. You can make your own infographics. I tried to go through animation, but that, again, there's so much to it. It's not just the tool, but it's also the whole bunch of many, many years of how you create videos, how you tell the story, how you do the storyboards. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't prepared to go there. It just felt like a vast amount of experience and knowledge to get through.
There's been a big change, isn't there, over the last 5 years, in that most of those things that you mentioned 5 years ago, you couldn't do any of it yourself. But now a lot of business people are doing all of those things you mentioned, right, from creating infographics to animations and all of that.
That's right. And you very quickly, and people cutting costs, especially running their own businesses. So you can't really blame them. So so very quickly realized that actually, as much as I can do it, everybody else can do it as well. And I started promoting my business before I changed direction. I started using social media. I got myself out there. Now, my journey with social media is very slightly different because my husband is in IT security, and with all this social media getting on board, I was never brave enough, and I always ask him, can I get on this MySpace? Can I? Is there something interesting about it? But the look he used to give me was enough to not to go. So when I started my business, that was an excuse for me to start using social media. I said, well, now I just have to. So I remember starting that workshop in Bath, at the end of it, I was on everything. I was on 5 platforms. So it was like, yay, I can do that now. and then I realized that people don't update their social media on a regular basis. And I thought, well, I actually like it. So I started prodding and checking if people would like me to help them out. And the rest is really you know, I put something in motion that is now a robust service. We do the audits, the outsourcing, the training. We do the social media library. So it's actually very organized and kind of, it feels good. It feels right, if you like, and it's very beneficial to customers. So,
if a small business wants their social media looking after, you've basically got a pretty much all-encompassing package, or they could approach you for just one part of that package if they wanted, presumably. Yeah.
Yes, that's exactly that. But it didn't happen straight away. It happened over 5 years. In fact, last few months were more sort of where I was getting exactly to where I am now. But yeah, as you say, you get questions of small businesses that need social media in a different way because they can't afford a retainer, where there are other business people that will just like me in accounting, I just don't want to have anything to do with it. I just pay for that.
Outsource the whole lot.
Please don't bother me. So there are people like this, and there are people who prefer doing it themselves. But you have to accommodate that in a coherent way and give them a product that actually will deliver that. So that's where I'm at. And in there now, there are people who been running their social media for years and they don't know whether they're coming or going, and they need someone to look from outside. Mm-hmm. So that's beneficial, because that tells people that they're doing certain things brilliantly and they need to push their attention into a slightly different direction or a slightly different mm-hmm. area. So again, and from that, quite frankly, I get more business because they realize there's a lot to do and actually they prefer me to do it. So it goes the ways.
Brilliant. What sort of percentage would you say is sort of split between training and consultancy type service and you doing the whole thing, as in sort of social media management?
So I think that 70% of my business at the moment is outsourcing, right, with the probably 15 and 15 for the rest between mm-hmm. the audits and libraries.
Right.
So, but predominantly, but again, you know, I'm now promoting training courses as well. Mm-hmm. So that's so I now have like a four different ways of servicing the market, basically.
Mm. Brilliant. So when it comes on to when we start talking about social media and events, how important would you say social media is for promoting events these days? Whether, you know, whether it's a conference, whether it's a business network meeting, or indeed somebody's workshop, because a lot of consultants and trainers run workshops these days.
Yes. So I mentioned training, and you can't just prepare training and build your slide deck and say, woohoo, I'm going to train. If nobody knows, nobody will come.
Yeah.
So this is how I started my adventure and journey with events on various platforms, and I started promoting it. Hence, the experience comes from. So mm-hmm. obviously, the first thing is you have an idea, I'm going to train, and then you have knowledge, yes, I can do it, and then you prepare slides, and then you start promoting it. So, various ways when you can start promoting your events. Well, first goes on your website, but that's not enough. Then it needs to go on something where people can buy it and find it on. So that's probably something like Eventbrite. Now, Eventbrite, it has a connection with other social media platforms, and it can, what's the correct word? Just clone your event into your Facebook events.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you can copy it across, can't you?
Yes. So, or you can create it in Facebook events, and you have it then in few places. But that's not the end of it, really, because again, it's not going to promote itself just because it's entered there. So you have to then start talking about it on live feeds. You have to talk about it on Twitter, or you have mm-hmm. to mention it on Instagram. You have to go on LinkedIn and actually keep bothering people with it. So until your audience actually notices that you do have this event that they might be interested in.
But would you recommend sort of Eventbrite as a kind of like hub to direct people into? You know, say you were promoting on Twitter or LinkedIn, or would you tend to sort of link back to Facebook?
I would go across all the platforms. In my mind, increasing probability of being seen is the main goal. So mm-hmm. I would never just keep event on one platform. You need something like Eventbrite. So
as you sort of hub and base to promote the, well, not to promote the event, but to really host the event, isn't it? To manage the ticketing and
exactly.
the booking and tell people
yeah.
the date and all that sort of thing. Yeah.
Yes, because there is money side to it most of the time, because we can't just do everything for free. So
yeah.
so there is a money side to it, and you need the mechanisms of something platform like Eventbrite to then take a full cycle of doing booking people, knowing who booked, then
that's right.
Managing the money, and then actually so the money will end up in your bank account. And I
yeah,
think
which is important. Yeah, yeah.
Which is important when you're doing it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So even though they take a fee, it kind of makes sense, because there is a bit of management to it. To you need that support of a platform. The Eventbrite is the best. Not. Don't know. I know how that the search facility isn't the best. I know that my events were difficult to be found. But then again, as I mentioned to you before, there's so many fields and you need to add tags. And there is a new event entry platform. But if mm-hmm. you do multiple events, it takes you to the old. So then you can't do the tags the way you wanted. It's sort of the Eventbrite. It decides what tags want to give it a better or worse. You don't have control over it. So is it the best platform? I don't know. I know there's probably one of the better known ones.
Yeah.
Then we've got Meetups.
Yeah. I was just going to say about Meetup, because that's pretty good. But again, that can be a bit pricey, because it's more of a monthly subscription, isn't it, compared with Eventbrite, where they take the cost off the ticketing price.
Yeah.
And I think it's not, you know, Meetup is kind of like, as the word sounds, it is for sort of like Meetup type events. Whereas if you were organizing a conference or even a workshop, actually, I wouldn't say that Meetup would be ideal for that. But you might think differently, but...
It's much of a muchness. It's where you can get the visibility, where you can get the traction, where people will start booking, and that's why, you know, you need to keep it. If your audience is on your Facebook, then you need to promote that event through your Facebook, but not only keeping it in event tab, but you actually have to take it out through sharing to groups, through sharing on your timeline, and as I said, we'll keep attention going, really, and keep telling people.
Keep raising awareness,
event is available, is out there, and that they really want to go and come and book it. Because I think people are interested, but the problem is they can't find us. They don't know there is a training course in Wootton Bassett in Bowman's House. They don't know that, you know, I'll be in Bristol sitting there for a clinic. You have to keep raising this awareness, as I said, through different channels, because you know, with all the algorithm change these days, your reach is not as good as it could be.
I think just another one worth mention is Book When. I don't know if you've heard of that one as a sort of organization platform. That's quite good. That's actually particularly good for repeating courses. Like you mentioned, there was a few issues with Eventbrite there, where you've got sort of regular courses going on. So it's quite good if you've got a series of courses. So for anybody watching, I'll put this in the comments, but bookwhen.com.
Okay. There'll be a lot of new ones, because they always keep happening. So and there are always people coming out with new ideas, and I'm pretty sure that we're gonna have more and more better ones, and they will work better. But I know that you can pay extra on Eventbrite to have your events a little bit more
a bit more visible.
Exactly. There's always a question of how much, and so but I use Eventbrite now.
yeah Cool. I've just thought of another one actually, for only really specifically for, you can put workshops on there, but if you're doing network type events, then there's one called findnetworkingevents.com. Don't know if you've heard of that one. Yeah.
Oh, I love my networking.
That's quite good. Both for looking, you know, obviously finding, as the name suggests, finding networking events, but also advertising them as well. And they have, why that one's a little bit different is that they have an email newsletter as well. So if you set up your event on there or interest in events, you can either appear on the website, look at the website, or get promoted in the newsletter or receive the email newsletter. So every week I get one for like Cardiff events and one for Cheltenham events, which is quite handy.
I'll have a look at it. I didn't know. But the problem is, even with networking events, is events organizers are not aware of all those events platforms.
Yeah.
So I think the only one that everybody mentions when I speak to them is Eventbrite. It's like, you know.
It's the best known one, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Not necessarily the best one, but it's the best known one. Perhaps was it the longest on the market? I don't know. But everything is changing. So it's like the whole social media environment has changed over the last 10 years. And even the last 5 years, I think the event scheduling platforms are changing as well, and we're gonna see a difference there. We're gonna see a different way and different approach, and we'll have a better choice and a better visibility. I hope so. And we'll look at it, and the organizers will have to reevaluate and start looking at different platforms too.
Because
people who I network with, I bet they are not on Find Networking unless there is some kind of automation between their website and Find Networking.
Yeah. So we've mainly been talking about real world sort of face to face type events, but what about online events and online courses and promotion of that sort of thing? How do you think social media can help to promote those type of courses?
I think pretty much in the same way, because again, you've got an event, and the platform that you are delivering it on, it really doesn't matter all this much. It's still an event, whether it's a webinar or whether it's whether you set it up or as a Facebook Live. You know, we did exactly the same thing with this live show now. It's an event, but you talked about it, I talked about it, the hashtag. It's just not just one platform, you know, like with everything, you have to give yourself a bit of a time. You are better known that you're always here this time on Monday, and we know that we can join you live or we can watch you on the replay. But again, you remind people, you know, you remind people on WhatsApp, you remind people in a conversation. I bet when you go to the real world and networking events, you mention it as well. It's just to remember it. It's just a memory. To remember it, to actually, yes, I am doing these events and I need to tell you about it. And I'm sure you are going to like it. But it's just this sort of persistence and consistency. And again, as I said, it doesn't matter whether it's online or whether it's on in a reel or you know, whether it's through the screen.
Yeah, it's just trying to keep it at the front of people's minds, whatever type of event it is, it really isn't it. Cool. So if we look at the specific platforms then, in terms of using them to promote events, perhaps you could give us one sort of tip for each, because they've all got their own sort of like characteristics, haven't they, and benefits. So say sort of Facebook, what would be the best way to use Facebook to promote events?
So the obvious thing, enter it in the events, the first step.
Yeah, because they've got an events function, haven't they, which not, well, Twitter hasn't got that, for example.
No, so, it's there. It's not. I think you mentioned that we're going to have it on LinkedIn at some point, but we don't have it there yet. So
that's right. Events are coming for LinkedIn. And in fact, some viewers and listeners might already have that. You can check it on the left-hand side of the homepage, and it should sort of just appear under groups. You'll see it there if you've got events. But that's going to be very interesting when it comes. But for now, Facebook's the only one, isn't it?
Yeah, Facebook is the only one that has a tab for events, and we've got to utilize it. It would be silly not to. And then once you've got it set up, and you've got the link to your Eventbrite or wherever it goes, to the link where people can actually follow, pay, book, and do all these other things, then you need to start working it. So you need to start sharing it into the groups. You need to start sharing it in your timeline, and you need to start talking about it in your post, whether you're doing on your business page or whether you're doing in your timeline, depends what it is that you're promoting. So there's no other way. There's just no other way. You have to work it. You just have to, you know, put some effort to it to promote it. So that will be Facebook.
Instagram.
Well, on Instagram, we can't add links into the post itself, but you can always readjust your bio and put your event link into the bio, or use the tree.
Linktree.
Linktree, yes, that's one. I use it. I forgot the name. And so people can find the link to your event through that. So that was the first thing out of the way, and just keep repeating different pictures and slightly different reminders. There is an event, so you just have to again keep pestering people and telling them about it and in the nicest possible way, using images. But even using images, it goes through every single platforms, you know, we have to engage people somehow. So and use the hashtags. I mean, we got 30 hashtags, we've got to use them. So to use them.
Yeah, I mean, that's one sort of key thing with events, actually, isn't it? You know, wherever you're promoting them, if it's a regular event or a big one, it can really pay to have a unique event hashtag that you can use everywhere, and then all the conversations around the event are all tied together. So that can work quite well, can't it?
Yeah, so that would be say one hashtags, but we've got another 21, so we can use it. Yeah. So we can use the mixture wisely, and there are various ways of utilizing those hashtags. We can mention the time, the location, obviously the subject, and anything else that people who are our potential clients will be looking for. You know, so it's brilliant. I love Instagram for that gives us so much text to write and explain what we're doing. It, you know, exposes the beautiful pictures that we might use, or whatever pictures, meaningful pictures, I don't know, silly pictures, but pictures that catches attention. And then you know, you have those hashtags that you are showing in 30 searches, and it's up to you how wisely you use your how accurate you use your hashtags. It's a really nice place to be, but I know that
I think the pictures and videos on Instagram, probably the main strength there, I would say, or the main area that people should spend their time and attention is during the event itself, because then you can sort of really get the word out and the feel and how the event is working. And then, of course, if it's something like a monthly event, well, then you can go back to the pictures from the previous month and reuse them to sort of tell the story of your event. So that can work quite nicely.
But the beauty of Instagram is also that it gives you a lot of characters to utilize as well. You know, this, like,
with the text. That's a very good point. Perhaps people neglect that a little bit.
Yes, because from what I can see, people are writing like a small blogs there. You can really express yourself. I started doing it myself. It's almost like a little therapy room, if you like. You know, you can can really say what you mean. So you can really say what this event is about, what is it that you're trying to do, what are you trying to deliver, what is the benefit, where is organized, you know, you can give all this inside story behind the event, so you don't just have to do, you know, I say Instagram is similar to Twitter, but with a lot, it's like Twitter on steroids, really. But similar, there's few similar features, but it gives you this massive amount of space where you can say what it is that you're doing. So
you mentioned Twitter there. So moving on to Twitter, how would you use Twitter to promote an event?
Frequently, I would say.
yeah, yeah. You can tweet all day on Twitter, can't you?
So it changes a little bit. I remember all the, you know, a few years ago, I would follow someone. I didn't have, my timeline wasn't really very full at the time. And I looked at, I was liking and engaging with every single post he was doing. Mm-hmm. And then I realized that he was repeating the same post 6 times during the day. This is what we used to do. So it's probably not the same now, but we still need to be on Twitter more frequently from the point of view that there is a lot of traffic there, and the traffic in your timeline really is disappearing very quickly. It's not so much disappearing, it's just going sort of further down the line, and you don't have patience or time to scroll to find stuff. So you need to make sure that stuff is coming on the top of this timeline again, without obsession. I'm not saying tweet every 5 minutes, but just once or twice, maybe if you really want to get a message across. Plus, use the hashtag hours, the local
group. Oh, that's a good tip. Yeah.
So yeah, they're good. They're good for local training courses and events. They're really helpful for, it's like a hashtag Wheels Hour, hashtag Swindon Hour. And there are quite a few ones. If you just look for hashtag local hour, either on Google or in Twitter itself, you'll find a list. It's going to be different for you, isn't it? Because you're a different region.
Yeah, so we have Cardiff Hour and the Newport one they call Port Hour. So, funnily enough, the Newport one seems to be more active than the Cardiff one. But they all vary. But it is a good thing to get onto. I think you're absolutely right, particularly if you're looking to promote events.
Yeah.
So LinkedIn, we just mentioned.
LinkedIn. Yeah.
Briefly, so with the event sort of like coming, anything else with LinkedIn people should know about?
So we're looking forward to the events tab, and I would really like to find it. And I think that would be really, really useful for LinkedIn. Again, LinkedIn is one of my, I like it. I like it. I find it really useful, and it's changing nicely into a nice, soft platform for good business conversation. And
it's good, isn't it? Business, I think, is the key word there. So perhaps if you've got a business audience, then this new events tab is going to be ideal for that. So
But people still sneak in, you know, pictures of their food there as well, you know.
And do they? I don't see that. Maybe we're connected to different people.
Well, I think we're trying to, people are people. So we're talking about real life stuff. My running weekend from a hashtag of life and work and life balance. And then
you put about your running stuff on LinkedIn, do you?
Well, check that out. It was there last Saturday. Yes. And it had nice, but you still give it business angle. So it's obviously, yes, it's weekend and I'm running, but it's from the point of view that it's difficult to find a balance between, as you're an entrepreneur when you're running your own business, it's difficult to find the balance and actually stop working the weekend. Your mind is still going everywhere, but you have to actually be good to yourself and look after yourself. So LinkedIn is a very good platform. I would like people to be less shy of it. I'd like people to be more to using it more. Mm-hmm. Even small businesses, people who work for companies. And yes, so looking forward to the event tab very much.
Yeah.
So. But in the meantime, you post your events on your business page, and then you share it on your personal. LinkedIn profile. And again, you do it, you can't do it 15 times a day because this isn't how LinkedIn works, but you do it occasionally and you give it a slightly different comment or just use a hashtag and you just, as a reminder, the consistency with reminding people until the event goes, and then you can tell them how it was lovely and they missed it up, so they need to come to the next one.
good advice there. And lastly, Pinterest. I'm not sure whether you'll have anything to say on Pinterest, because it's kind of, yes, it's got the visual sort of side of it, again, like Instagram, but it's a bit more historical. What do you think, Pinterest of any use when it comes to promoting events?
I came off Pinterest. I mean, I'm still there, but I came off it probably a few months ago.
Okay.
I think it's the same, you know, so you try some platforms and you find a more... working or less working. I think I tried Snapchat as well, and you know, and I thought that just didn't make any sense to me from a business point of view. Right. And I think very much with Pinterest the same. I find that I like looking at it from the, you know, if I'm looking for something to buy, I found all sorts of things that I wouldn't find otherwise.
Sure.
But promoting events, if people are using it, and if it's working for their businesses, and if this is where their audience is, by all means, I mean, promote it and put it in pictures, because you can upload a picture with your event. You can have your board that is just for your events. It makes sense.
Perhaps it might be down to the nature of the business. Perhaps, you know, if it's going to be more of a lifestyle, fashion, food, jewelry type business, then Pinterest could work. Then,
Absolutely. Yeah. And I, as I say, you can create it as a separate board, and you can have events just there, and then promote that, and you can then pick it up on it and bring it into other platforms. So you know, you just use all the means. It's a time-consuming exercise, but if the training courses or events are the core of your business, well, this is what you need to do.
Yeah, brilliant. And one final question. So, I've heard that you like an occasional cocktail. is this right, Ella?
Yes.
So I'm going to ask you, if you were to go for a Long Island iced tea, which is a very strong cocktail, with any living person, who would that be and why?
Right. So usually people go in for the personalities like, you know, presidents and I don't know, state
high profile people,
profile, and it's really, you don't have anything in common with them. However, here is someone I think it would make sense to chat with. So I recently met Mark Wright, but that's not the one from TOWIE. That's a Mark Wright of Apprentice from three years ago.
Okay. Yeah, I know,
So I met him in Bristol. This year, we had selfies. Obviously, there is a proof that we actually met. And he's very personable. He's really nice to chat to. We follow each other on Instagram. Obviously, I'm one of the millions that follows, thousands that follow him. But what's nice about him is that he actually will share my story if I mention him. So there's something nice going on there. So that would be a person who I would like to have a Long Island iced tea with, and just chat about business and, you know, how things are going. And so I think he's quite down to earth.
You can learn from him and his experience.
Yeah, and it would be a lot to get to learn from him as well. So there you go. Here you go.
Excellent. Good answer. I don't think we've had that one before on the on the social media show. So thank you very much for being with us today. Amazing how quickly that half an hour has sped by. And I think we got across plenty of tips there for using social media to promote events. So I hope everyone found it useful. So thank you very much, Yola O'Hara.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to the Social Media Show podcast sponsored by Social Pilot. And if you'd like to learn more about how I can help you make the most of social media for your business or organization, please visit pollingersocial.co.uk, or you can find me on social media at pollingersocial.